By three. I mean, a triangle. It would be found on the grass the next day. But I think it was when they stopped the limousine, Jeremy, a motorcycle patrolman, Bobby Hargis, to the left rear, who, when Jack was shot, was hit so hard by the debris, he thought he himself had been shot. He parked his bike and ran between the two limos, which would have been impossible had they been in motion, up to the grassy knoll from which he believed the shot had been fired. Officer Douglas Jackson on the other side, and there were only two motorcycle escort officers on either side. The escort had been cut down in order to not ride ahead of the rear wheels, which one of the officers described as the damnedest formation he'd ever seen, because they didn't want the motorcycle men to interfere with the line of sight for the various shooters. Douglas Jackson actually motored his bike up on the grassy knoll until it fell over and then proceeded on foot. Meanwhile, five Secret Service agents got out of the Secret Service Cadillac, which was colloquially known as the Queen Mary, and surrounded the presidential limousine. And one of them took a chunk of skull from a little boy and threw it in the back seat. I believe that was a Harper fragment. And then they were going to misplace where the fatal shots had been fired. So they came back and planted the chunk of skull, the Harper fragment, further down in the grass. So when a medical student by the name of Billy Harper found it the following day and took it to, he had an uncle at the Methodist Hospital, and they took photographs and identified it as parietal occipital bone from the back of the head. They would claim it had been an effect of a shot from behind. And there's all this stuff. They were editing the film to try and make it look as though there were only three shots fired, that they'd all been above and behind. In fact, the Secret Service and the FBI both concluded that day, 22 November 1963, there had been three shots only with three hits. That Jack had been hit in the back, where he actually was hit in the back, 5.5 inches below the collar, just to the right of the spinal column. That Connally had been hit in the back,